Yes, good morning, good morning. Rise and grind. Time to wake up, time to be productive. It's your guy here this morning, your guy, everyone's guy, Zeus. Listen, yes, today is my 30th birthday. I am so happy. Monday, June 4th, I turned 30. So I am happy, I am blessed, I am fortunate. I'm just happy to be alive because I'll be honest with you, I ain't never seen myself making it to this age just because, you know, a lot of the shit I was doing before. Wasn't good. So yeah, I'm definitely happy to see 30. You know, I know I'm blessed, I know I'm fortunate, I know I have more than most. And you know, that's the reason why I wake up every morning and I'm just happy and I'm positive and I'm grateful because I know that I could be in a worse situation. You feel me? I know that I could not have a roof over my head. I know there's a possibility I cannot have my parents no more. I know there's a possibility that, you know, if I didn't have my brother, maybe shit for my life wouldn't be different right now. You know, so I'm grateful for all them things happening for my brother, for my mother, my father. You know, I'm grateful for the people I have around me because, you know, even though I might not keep in touch with a lot of my friends from back home and shit, the people that I love and I adore and that are near to my heart, you know, they know who they are, and you know that, and there's no distance, there's no time where they'll call me and I won't answer my phone because, you know, when you're surrounded and you have love for certain people, no matter what or no matter how much time you might have went without speaking or anything, you know, you'll always answer your calls for them because that bond is just something that you can never break. But yeah, man, turning the big 3-0, turned the big 3-0 today. So, everybody's been asking me, "Oh, what you gonna do? Are you gonna turn up this weekend? Are you gonna turn up today?" Well, today's my off day from work, so my intentions are, you know, to go running later on, go to the gym, work out, and you know, just have a real lazy day, just enjoy my day. No birthday cake, I had that yesterday. No crazy birthday dinner. I also had that yesterday. I just really just want to chill back and, you know, just enjoy my day. You know, the birthday, happy birthday shout outs are always welcomed. I love those. You know, makes me feel like damn, people give a fuck. People still got some compassion out there. People are still caring out there. Yeah, man. So my knowledge from what I got out of this year, I want to be in a better situation at 31 than I am in 30. And the reason I say that because I'm 30 now and it's like, all right, well, I'm looking towards next year already. I'm not looking towards right now. I'm looking towards next year already. I got to be better at 31 than I was at 30. So, you know, that's my goal is to just be a better man, a better provider, a better worker, a better everything overall. 'Cause you know, I want to be better. I want to grow. I want to be successful in whatever I do. So, you know, that's what I want. That's what I want for my 30th birthday. That's what I want. That's what I'm going to start doing. You feel me? Start moving forward. Even though I've been doing it 29 to 30 now, it's just a matter of the grind got to be harder. The grind got to be crazier. The grind got to be unstoppable this time. I just got to continue grinding, continue moving forward. That's my mindset right now. You know, to the young guys, young men, female who are out there right now listening to this, yo, don't wait until you're 30 to start doing what you want to do. You feel me? Don't wait until you're 30 to start catching up with life, to start figuring out your life and what is it you want to do. Listen, the reason I'm behind the eight ball is because for 24, 20 years, 19 years, I've dedicated my life to boxing. And even though things ain't work out for me in boxing and I started losing how you say, the hunger for it, and I started, you know, just not really having the passion, the love for it as I once did. You know, it didn't allow me to prepare for life correctly. And now I'm behind the eight ball. I'm trying to move myself forward, working forward, a lot of hard work and dedication. Yes, I've put a lot of that in, and it's gotten me this far. So I'm just going to continue putting in more hard work, more dedication, and you know, hope for the best, and not even hope for the best. Know that I'm going to be provided with better things, and know that I'm going to eventually have the best one day. But you know, the reason I'm saying all this is because if I would have prepared myself a few years ago while I was boxing, and you know, prepared myself right, I wouldn't be in situations like this. You feel me? I wouldn't be in a situation where I feel like I feel like I'm always behind the eight ball, you know, and maybe that's a good thing, but I look at it as a bad thing too, because the good thing is it always keeps me pushing. It always keeps me motivated, always keep my thought on that. The bad thing is I always feel like I'm against the wall. You feel me? I'm always, you know, trying to push off that wall, and I hate that kind of pressure, but I also like it too, because it lets me know that, you know, time's of the essence, you know. I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. I need to start moving on shit now. You know, so there's a lot of things I've learned within these 30 years, but the one thing I've learned that was the hardest learning lesson I've learned is that you have to prepare yourself better than your parents, or better than the next person in your life that's closest to you, because if you don't prepare yourself correctly, you feel me, you're behind the eight ball, and when you're behind the eight ball, your back's against the wall, and you're always trying to fight and keep your back off the wall, you know, because that's what you start, you know, start noticing a lot of the time. You're always, your back's always against the wall, and you always got to move forward, and you know, it got as good and as bad, but you know, I'm happy, man. I'm happy, I'm blessed, I'm fortunate, and I try to tell myself that every morning I wake up, I have a roof over my head, I have food to eat, I have a bed to sleep on. So I have a dog I love. So I'm fortunate. I have, my worst day is somebody's dream. You feel me? That's how I look at it. The worst day I have is somebody else's dream, is best day. Like, so that's why I try to stay positive about a lot of things. And you know, 30 is a big number. You feel me? I don't think it changes anything. I don't think, you know, it's going to be any different. I just think I'm just going to work harder. I'm going to grind hard. I'm going to do better. Going to be better, you know. I'm going to make myself into a better version of myself that I've been wanting to see for a long time. So, you know, I've already started working at that M 29. Now it's time to complete it at 30 and move forward by 31. You feel me? And have my shit somewhat together by 31. But you know, life is beautiful, baby. Wake up. Send me some birthday love. This ain't one of them motivational messages, or me saying, me encouraging you to work hard and do all that, even though it is me still kind of encouraging you to work hard and do all that shit. This is just me talking about me and what turning 30 means to me. All turning 30 means to me is that I need to be better at 31. That's it. That's the only message I get out of today, is that I need to be better next year. I need to be better. I need to be in a better situation when I turn 31. I need to be a better man. I need to be evolved. I just need to be, overall, I need to be happy. I need to, what I mean by happiness, I don't mean by financially happy, all that shit. I just mean by happy in the sense of that, you know, shit's together. Everything's put together well. You feel me? There's no worries no more. That's what I mean by happy. But I hope everybody has a wonderful day at work today. You know, I hope everybody stays blessed. Everybody, you know, spread that love around, man. June 4th, spread that love around. It's the beginning of the week. It's Monday, baby. Spread that love around. Put that love out there. Put that good energy out there. You feel me? Everyone have a wonderful day and be blessed. Peace.